Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 April 2021, and welcome to this broadcast. Boy, you are in for a treat tonight. You're in for a learning experience, I can promise you that. We're going to be talking to Dr. Carrie Madej, one of the foremost, probably the top three, I would say, top three or four, doctors and experts that are trying to tell people how dangerous this so-called COVID vaccine is, which, by the way, is not a vaccine at all. But she's going to try to explain to you in some detail. Before we go to her, they'll make mention very quickly that I want to say happy birthday to Truth Be Told Radio Network, TBTRN, has had a third birthday coming up, is coming the 10th this month, and they also carry this broadcast and carry Bible studies when they can. So thank you, Truth Be Told Radio Network, and happy birthday to you. And I do mean that. Thank you so much for being there for us. It's really super to know other networks are carrying this program and trying to help spread the word all over the world. And also, I make mention again of the 25-minute video, of which Dr. Madej is part, about 20, I believe 20 doctors or so, who are warning about the vaccine from all over the world. Now, our producer, Phil Hudock, has increased that to an hour video. So we're offering the DVD, folks, one that you must have, please. And if you can, copy it. Share it with your family and your friends, please. You may save their lives, and in my opinion, may even save a soul. And I'm dead serious about that. But it's $10.50 delivered to your door for a DVD. It's about an hour long. Dr. Carey's also on there, along with Dr. Tim Peen and other doctors, sharing their experience and knowledge of why they are telling us that we should not use or take the COVID vaccine. I know the masses probably never hear our views. The masses may not care. But that's really nothing we do about that. Our job is to warn the people the best we can. The rest is in our God's hands. And Dr. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch.
It is so good to have you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. You and Dr. Tim Penny and Dr. Mikovich, you folks have been everywhere and done everything in the last few months. It's amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Hey. Well, we're just trying our best to warn everybody about what is the most pivotal moment in history. So we're trying to educate everybody.
Well, now, tonight, I want you to feel free to speak your heart and mind to a lot of people worldwide. And I want to say hi to April over in Australia that listens to the program. Hi, April. I'm glad you're there. I mean that. And all the folks that love into Blue in France, I want to say hi to you and many people around the world that do from time to time email me. And some of them even send donation once in a while. Thank you so much for that. is appreciated more than you know. Now, Dr. Carey, I'm going to let you go and let you just speak your heart, like I said, to the people. And folks, we'll try to squeeze in a few phone calls next half hour. If you want to call and talk to us, please feel free to do so with questions and comments. Dr. Carey, it's your program now. I'm going to do my best to be quiet. I may interrupt once in a while to clarify something, but it's your broadcast now, so you take off and you have fun and talk to the whole world.
Okay. Well, I'd like to begin by telling people that, you know, remember that we are still in a state of emergency over 1 year later. And we shouldn't be, because the data does not support that. All of last year, we have the same deaths. The percentage of deaths are the same all-cause mortality as any other year. Nothing's increased. The numbers don't support a state of emergency. We're still in it. And as far as the United States, when that happened, we gave the executive power over to FEMA. So the president really is just a figurehead. They actually follow directions or orders from FEMA. So you have to understand, this is not a normal state of affairs. Your normal way of operating in the government has gone out the window. All the checks and balances are gone. So this leads into medicine. So what you think a normal standard procedure would be to approve any medicine vaccine procedure is completely gone. So do not expect our medicine to be the same as it was a year and a half ago. It's different. And we also have people that are overseeing it that aren't doctors. They're the military, Department of Defense, a secretive agency called Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, which they create the very sci-fi crazy things you see in movies but you can't believe is true, but it is. Other international organizations are involved. Very powerful people are involved. These really the cabal that they're called, people that believe they're above everybody else. So all of a sudden, within a year and a half, our complete way of living is destroyed. People are making decisions that have no interest really in the well-being or safety of people. And so my point in telling you that is, please do your own critical thinking and do your own research. Don't believe what's on the media, the news. Don't believe the talking heads on the television. You cannot trust any of the politicians, because there's something else going on. So we have to band together and educate ourselves. So that being said, this injection that they're calling a vaccine, that they're pushing on everybody, is the biggest experiment ever done on humanity, ever written. They are introducing brand new technologies that they've never tried to do before, large scale. And anytime they're trying to push this injection onto anybody, they're not giving you informed consent, meaning they're not telling you the truth about this. They should be telling every person that, by the way, you are now accepting to be enrolled in a stage 4 research experiment. You are a guinea pig. You are a lab rat. And they should be telling the people that since they're in the middle of a research study, they don't know really what will happen to them. They don't know if this injection will be safe or effective. So they're lying by saying these things, that it is approved. It's not approved. It's emergency approved by FEMA. It is not approved by the FDA or our old government. And it is not approved by any scientific standards. They're pushing out something that was made in less than a year. Sometimes some of the companies said in 2 days, 2 days. And they're giving that out in record time when it should take 10 to 15 years. Meanwhile, they're pushing this experimental drug on everybody when they have no accountability. Just remember, every manufacturer has been given amnesty, meaning no matter what happens to any human, they don't ever pay a penny out. They never get jail time. They never get any court time. They have no liability, and they still make 100% of their profit. They are making so much money right now, and that's why they don't care to put any more money into the research and development and making sure it's safe. They don't care. What product ever in the world can you imagine that they have no accountability to make their product safe? So they have no accountability. They're bypassing every rule, regulation, and safety measure ever imaginable. Next one, you have to look at their motivation. Well, the people behind this, you know, there's Bill Gates, people know him, Microsoft, and Elon Musk, who's actually in the SpaceX and Tesla Automotive. He's another tech person. The Rothschilds, different people like that. You look at what their motivation is that are behind the vaccine. These are people profiting from it, and they're pushing it. Well, if you look at their history, they come from families of eugenics, meaning they believe there are too many people on the earth. A lot of times they call us useless eaters. They believe in depopulation or killing off a bunch of us and ultimately having a smaller number of us that they can control easier. They say this all the time. It's not a secret. They talk about this in their world meetings, G20 meetings. The World Health Organization talks about this. This is not a secret.
Dr. Carey, I said I wouldn't interrupt you, but I already am. I do want to share this real quickly about you talking about being useless eaters. There's a book written called The Committee of 300 by John, John Coleman. Are you familiar with that book?
Mm-hmm.
The Committee of 300, okay? You can buy it on sale, folks. A used edition for $162,000. I'm sorry, $162 plus shipping. And on page 164 of that book by Dr. John Coleman, The Committee of 300, it says this: euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. At least 4 being useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050, by means of limited wars, organized epidemics, of rapid fatal acting diseases, and starvation. That's on page 164 of the Committee of 300. So it just verifies what you're saying very clearly.
Yes, there's many things to back that up. There's a trade agreement that we are a part of called Codex Alimentarius, and it's hidden under like a farming bill. But really, in essence, what it's talking about is the control of every animal and human is supposed to be genetically modified, every seed. So you're not going to be able to grow your own plants anymore. Every nutrient will be controlled. And the reason that they did this, the World Health Organization published a report on after they fully implemented it in 10 years, and it was about depopulating the world by 3 billion people in 10 years. It was purposely set up to, through starvation, malnutrition, and the release of biological weapons, of meaning, you know, infections or things of that nature, that they could decrease the population by 3 billion. That was the purpose. They actually admitted that. And there's many other things similar to that. So the point is, I want people to start looking at who's running the show, who's actually pushing the button, what are their motivations, because that should tell you everything right then and there. Why would you trust somebody that has openly said they would like to kill most of us, okay, by a certain timeline? Don't trust them. And you have to understand there's only a tiny, small, tiny amount of them. And there's so many of us. I mean, we have to get out of this fear. We have to get out of what I call the Stockholm syndrome, where we want to stay in this this fear, this enslavement. And you have to realize it is a battle of good and evil. Because these people, I've been in meetings where they have attended, not Bill Gates, but others that have run the scientific and the business meetings, because I was invited to go to these meetings. They thought they could recruit me. So in these meetings, it was us and them, meaning, oh, come join our club. You know, this is what we're going to do to the population. We're going to do these things, these kinds of vaccines. This vaccine will cause this control. This will be the way how we control the other people in the world.
And Dr. Kay, when did this meeting take place?
One of the meetings was in Atlanta, here in Atlanta, and this is a business owners meeting I was recruited to. And I was horrified of what they were going over, and I couldn't believe all these other people were clapping. I was literally the only person not clapping in a standing ovation. And I asked some of them around me, I said, why would you ever be okay with this? And they said to me, and I was told this many times in my life, they said, well, soon you'll see it's either us or them. You certainly don't want to be on the other side. You want to be on this side. I said, but they said, yeah, and they even admitted it might be wrong, but in their minds, they're being manipulated too, because it's in this whole new world that they want to create. there's not going to be anybody that's not going to be controlled. And so I just couldn't believe how easily people would sell their soul for a little bit of comfort. They would sell their soul for another human being's life or many people's lives.
Well, that is totally scriptural. You know that. I mean, of course, the Mark the Beast also says that. So, yes, that's totally scriptural.
It was just, and then in scientific meetings, I met one of the people there, the geneticist, the father of human genomics, Dr. Craig Venter. And you know, he started out the program by saying, what is God? God creates. Now we can create, so now we're gods, God's plural. And he does admit he's an atheist. Okay, he doesn't believe in God like we do. He believes he can be a God. And if you look at the track record of any of these people pushing these agendas, they say they're atheists, but they believe they can become God. I mean, this is really, you know, satanic. It's really, you know, when you're talking to these people in these meetings, they believe that we're just chattel property cows. And they also get into, when you get into the science, like with Craig Venter, he believes that once he can manipulate our precious genome, what's been given to us by God, and in our genome, you can read the language of a genome like a book. It's like a living book. And they've discovered the name Yahweh spelled over and over, the name God over and over in our genome. Well, what Craig Venter and others want to do, like him, they, once they manipulate a genome of anything, a plant, a human, an animal, and they make it a little bit not from nature, called synthetic or genetically modified, they are now imprinting their names into the genome. So instead of Yahweh, it'll be Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so.
Wow. That is
not only
that I don't mean to interrupt you, but my gosh, that is powerful. So in our genome, the name of our father is in our genome.
Yeah.
It's already there. And what they want to do is take that out and put their name in place of God's?
Yes, yes. And also more. They also want to put three messages. Now, what those messages are, they will not say, but words are powerful. They also have a specific alphabet for that genome. So you have to understand, when you change the alphabet or syntax, you change the frequency, because in the beginning there was the word. It's powerful. And they're changing that to whatever they want. And lastly, they're putting, in quotations, it's a secret email. I can only assume that's because if somebody finds you, they know where to return you to. But these people are, you know, our genome's from God, and they're making a mockery out of it and manipulating that. To me, that's satanic. It's horrifying when I heard this, and I was horrified in this meeting, the scientific meeting, that people again were clapping. But they didn't even know what they were clapping for. They just didn't realize the gravity of this. And in doing this, then you become something that can be patented. So this means if you were synthetic, something gets in you synthetic, then by law, that agency that owns, or the individual or the country that owns that patent, can now own you, part or all of you. They literally can own you. This is the ultimate of human trafficking.
Wow.
And people don't realize this. So I encourage people to look this up. This is real. This is true. The Supreme Court has ruled that this is true. A human can be patented. Look up Craig Venter. So much on Wikipedia, it's still up. You can still see in his bio on Wikipedia that he has admitted to those things that I just told you, that I heard about in the meeting, about what they would put in the synthetic genome.
Wow.
So, you know, that's,
I mean,
very...
This is powerful. This is really powerful. This is beyond belief. I mean, Scripture said they'll make merchandise of men's souls. This makes it much simpler to understand that. Go ahead.
So, perhaps there's a way... I mean, this goes to Scripture. Like you said, perhaps there's a way to write you out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Literally write you out. Your DNA.
Wow.
Your genome.
Wow.
And put their name in there, among other things. But that is... I know these things because I heard it from their own mouths. I was there seeing them. And then, and also knowing what they're putting in the vaccines backs it up, and you can research this yourself. It is true. And so how this relates to these injections right now is that they're using a brand new technology. They're using the code that they're going to that they are inserting in people is synthetic. It's not from nature. This is huge. This is earth-shattering. They've never done this before. So they're putting something not from nature, something synthetic into your body. And if it gets taken up in your genome, those things would happen to you. Now, the companies are denying that it'll be permanent, but I'm telling you they are lying. They are lying. First of all, know that the experiment hasn't ended, so they can't tell you that for sure. Number two, we know already we have research papers showing that it can happen. There's many ways it can happen, but they don't want you to know that it can be permanent because then they have to explain all those legal things about humans being owned. So this is incredibly important people understand this. This is going along with scripture. I mean, it's unbelievable how we're seeing this unravel before our eyes. And just encourage people to look who's pushing the buttons and the agenda, because this injection makes no sense. The companies are only promising that it can prevent you from having one positive PCR test and one symptom. That's all the studies show, honestly. If they're telling you anything else in the media, they're lying, because look at the research papers and what the research is actually trying to prove. That's it. They say maybe it'll give you partial immunity for 2 months after the second shot. That's it. And all of the risks that you're taking with it is innumerable. And what if these synthetic things get into your body? This is something that is huge, and it's very upsetting to me how they are lying to everybody on such a grand level. So the genetic manipulation is a huge deal, not just with what I told you, but also that, you know, whenever you're manipulating anything in the genome, one tiny little change of a protein can cause disasters, birth defects and cancers and autoimmune diseases and mutations and all kinds of things. They're manipulating many things. We know this is not going to be good down the road. So if you didn't get initial side effects, you will likely get something long term. And we look at this code, and just so you know the code, how they made it. So they're not using a normal vaccine. Normally they take the virus, it'd be dead or alive, it would be weakened, put some toxins in a syringe and inject it into you. The idea is it's weakened, so hopefully your body won't be overwhelmed by it, but your body would know, have the knowledge on how to fight it in the future. That's it. This time, they were never able to isolate the virus from any human being that was sick. Not one country, not one entity in the world to this day has a real virus that made anyone sick in their lab on file. Nobody. So they couldn't do the old vaccine. What they did is they took some pieces of genetic material from only one sick patient in China. It was pieces. So they got all the pieces. They said, well, probably this is what makes people sick. They had the computer help them put the pieces together and then fill in the missing blanks with the synthetic code. So they took this puzzle that was mushed together of different things and the computer-generated code. The scientists had a consensus and said, yeah, I guess that code looks like what's making people sick. But they're taking a code and they're injecting it into you. So never before have they done anything like this. They had this mismatch of everything together. There is absolutely zero proof that anything in this code is what is making people sick. This is frightening. Now, what will it do? Because we don't know what it is. So there are some independent research scientists out there that have analyzed the code with what they could, and they've seen that, A, there's 18 subunits of HIV-1 in it. HIV-1, is it enough to give you HIV or AIDS? Well, time will tell. Number two, it's got many things similar to the human body in it. The problem is your body learns to attack anything in the code. That means it can learn to attack its own body. Your body could attack itself. There's two ways it can affect fertility. That it can attack chromosome 8, our chromosome, and by a protein called syncytin. The infertility rate could be very high. It's also using nanotechnology because it's foreign. Our bodies are smart. It destroys this code right away. So they had to come up with a way to protect the code. They put little tiny nanolipid particles, or really nanobots in essence, around it. And this is able to trick our body's defenses, dampen the immune defenses, and it goes into the cell, and it lets the synthetic code be able to multiply. And we spit out part of this virus that they're creating. But the problem is, it's we don't know how long this nanotechnology lasts in the body. They don't know either. We don't know what they're going to use it for. They say it's on-demand drug delivery, but we know that they can also use it for other things. It can be used for accumulating data in your body, because now you have little tiny microscopic computer bits in your body. They can use this for many different things. So Bill
Gates... Could this be used also to track people?
Yes. So Bill Gates is doing that right now with these exact vaccines. In West Africa, he's testing out the people with these vaccines and these kinds of nanolipid particles. They're being used as biosensors in these people. And they're also giving them a digital ID, and they're working with MasterCard. So now they're gathering all their data about them. And they can also gather their thoughts and emotions, because what Bill Gates is saying, he can do predictive policing on these people, meaning they're gathering all this data, but they can also gather if someone's thinking about, let's say, hurting somebody or stealing something. And they're experimenting with, can they predict it before they do it?
Minority report. Wow, so this is phenomenal. Wow.
So there's actually a form, you can look it up, there's actually a formal advertisement with Bill Gates has put this out with MasterCard and Trust Stamp and another program about the people in Africa, and they said once they perfect this, it will be coming to all developed nations, and that is the United States, guys. They're dead serious about this. It's not just an old kind of vaccine. The purpose and intent is totally different. And I know they want to do this here because of the business meeting I went to, where they talked about using this technology in the people. And through that, they could do the predictive policing here. They could influence how people behaved, because they could give them instant repercussions based on they were lying or whatever. And in the end, they would have a social credit system for the people here. They talked about this in a real business owners meeting. So it's not just about affecting the genetics of us. And I think the purpose of the genetics is they can technically own the people and then literally get away with anything they wanted by law. And then also there's a depopulation of getting rid of the weak ones in the herd. And then the second part is introducing this nanotechnology into the body, which can be used for many different things. They're going to tell people, oh, it's going to be wonderful. These nanotechnologies, they can find cancer before you know you have it and kill it. They can heal a tendon. They could even possibly do some, anti-aging or who knows what. They're going to tell you these miraculous things, but the intent and what they want to do is for control, surveillance, and taking away your privacy and autonomy. Think about it. You can't have one thought of your own ever again. And it's a computer making decisions whether or not you're a good or bad human.
Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, Dr. Carey. Folks, what a powerful testimony and absolute... Gee whiz. Anyway, if you have any questions or any comments, call next half hour at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Doble Foods, the only Doble food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Doble foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
No, my folks, you're hearing information like that. I've never heard of some of this before, and I've been studying it for quite a while. You're hearing information tonight from a lady that absolutely knows what she's talking about. She has proof to back it up. She's talked with the people that planned this. She met with them, talked with them. This is actually happening as we speak. And we're going to take a phone call. If you want to call and talk to us, please give us a holler at 844-769-2944. Dr. Carey, I ask you off the air. I want to ask you on the air too. You are still a young lady, and I'm not saying this is bad, but you're still a single lady. So you're carrying a heck of a load all by yourself sometimes, as far as being around other people. I know you're probably rejected by your family and everybody else, as I am many times. How are you holding up in all this?
I pray a lot, and I feel very close with God and Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And, you know, I've been saved many times in my life, you know, and I've been so grateful and thankful and I have no fear now. I'm a vessel for God, and I'm here to warn as many of the brothers and sisters around the world as possible, because I believe we are living the book of Revelation, and I believe that we have free will, and there's a choice being made right now, and this kind of trauma that's happening all around the world has many purposes, but one of them is to shake us out of our hypnosis. It's to shake us out of our complacency. It's to get us to see the ugliness of the world that's really been there. Our world has not been very good. It's been a lot of awful things, human trafficking and genocides and deaths and diseases that should never happen. And so
I'm so sorry. You're speaking about human trafficking. Are you aware that the ship that was blocking the Suez Canal, what was called the Evergreen, I believe it is, blocking the Suez Canal? Are you aware that they found bodies of 1,000 dead children or so on that ship?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, it's the numbers are astronomical, and we cannot go on like this. Satan has been ruling this world, and if you're trying to fight to stay in Satan's world, you better reconsider that. We need to change this world, because this is not God's not ruling this world right now. Satan is. But the good news is that we are children of God. We have the light inside of us, the Christ light. And we are powerful beings. We are not just biological entities. We are spiritual beings with so much power. The Bible is not a myth. It is all very factual, and it's not exaggerated. You can't pick and choose different things. When Jesus told us that don't idolize him, but that we can do things just like he can do, but greater things we can do. Meaning all these wonderful things that he was doing and the accounts that they were talking about, well, we have that in us as well. So we are powerful beings, but you need to understand, are you going to stay in fear? Fear's a low energy.
Amen.
That's on the Satan's level. That's on this nanotechnology and all that.
Fear is of Satan. And you walk in fear, you're actually worse than Satan.
Exactly. But love and that highest, it's a high frequency. And by science, we know this. We've measured these energies. It's real. It's not just something that's esoteric. And the love frequency is so high. When people get tapped into that, they've actually measured the energy on a very strong individual. An average individual, that energy goes out 6 feet. And a strong individual, that goes out miles. It's amazing.
Wow.
And that
wow.
can negate out all this other fear, negative-based energy. So these people that are pushing this agenda on this New World Order, they know that. And so they have to move very fast with this agenda, which they are, before we wake up and realize that we are powerful beings made in the likeness of God. Because once we just realize that and we tap into that Christ light, that love, game over for them. It's done. And also, this is a time of choosing. It's a choice, because we have that gift. It's a gift of free will. So that's why we have to see the ugliness of this world. We have to go through this. We have to see so that we have a choice. Do we want to stay like this, and it will get worse? Or do you want to be, you know, close with God and have that Christ light and be on paradise? Because that's the choice we're facing right now. What do you value? Do you value the comfort of your home, some Amazon, maybe making a trip on a cruise, you know, get that vaccine that doesn't do anything for you, will harm you and do other things? But, I mean, or do you want to fight for freedom and love and for the sovereign state of our soul?
Amen.
Unbelievable how easily people just turn over without even speaking up or protesting, and even for the children, my gosh, fight for them.
Well, you know, in the scriptures in Philippians chapter 4, and I shared this several times in my teaching, but it's so important. I want to share this with you because I know you probably don't know this. Philippians chapter 4, it talks about our conversations being in heaven. Well, you know what that word conversation means? It means citizenship. Citizenship.
Mm.
Our citizenship is in heaven. Now, that's what it says. And in Colossians chapter 1, it says that we've been translated from Satan's kingdom to Christ's kingdom. So we're already in his kingdom. We're already citizens of heaven. Why don't we live like it?
Amen to that.
You know, I mean,
this is
phenomenal. But if people don't study the scriptures, then obviously they don't know what it says. And my job as a pastor, of course, is to study and try to teach. But we're all commanded to study the scriptures and know what we're talking about. That's part of you growing in Christ. But we are actually citizens and in the kingdom of God on this earth as we live. Now that to me is phenomenal. And the word church, look it up in the concordance sometimes. It said the church is a political body. Now folks, look for yourself. We get together to discuss affairs of state. That's what the meaning means. And also, it says that when we meet on earth, it's like a meeting in heaven. That's how powerful the church could be if we had faith to believe it. Now, I'll shut up and let you go ahead. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you so much, but this you're saying some things that really get me excited.
I love what you're adding. It's perfect, so thank you. Yes, people need to realize the power that they have in love and community and being together. And whatever they're telling us to do is what they're afraid of, or it tells you what they're afraid of. So they tell us to be 6 feet apart. Well, they're afraid of us being close together. And I told you about that energy that is measurable between us. They want to break that bond. Don't hug or kiss or have affection to each other, really. It's dangerous. Well, that does a lot of negative things in our body, not just physically, but spiritually as well. It's disconnecting us, making us not have a connection to one another. Putting a mask on our face, it's a sign of slavery and suppression, oppression, dehumanizing. It has nothing to do with science. No matter what anyone tells you, they're lying. There's no science behind it. Telling you to be quarantined, even when you're healthy, that's ludicrous. There's no science behind it.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You have to wake up, everybody, and start speaking up for our human rights, our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights. Start speaking up for at least our human rights. I mean, this is our window of opportunity to do that. They're just saying it to us, and we're doing it without anything. That's unbelievable to me.
It really is.
It is a protest.
You know, and Dr. Karen will say something, too. I've said many times in the program, I'll share with you also. We talk about God giving us unalienable rights. And that really, I guess, when you look at it in a certain viewpoint, that's true. But I want to make this even clearer. He gave us duties, not rights. God alone is sovereign. And if you read the scriptures, and I know you do, he didn't, in Numbers chapter 1, he told the people in Israel, the men of certain ages, to arm themselves and keep the arms in their home. That was not a right, that was a duty before God. Christ said in Luke 22:36, for his disciples to arm themselves. That's not a right, that's a duty. We keep forgetting that our duty is more powerful than a right. We have a duty to protect our lives. We have a duty to protect our families. That's our duty. It's not just what we call a right. It's a duty. And if we give up the duty before God and quit obeying Him and His Word, then we lose the blessings of a free people. And that's what's happened to this country. Let's take a phone call. Let's go very quickly to Carolyn in Washington. And folks, by the way, that's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, not 4. My fault. Philippians 3:20. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
3:20. Okay, hi. Hey, bless you too. I love you both.
Thank you.
Could you possibly give me a more complete address to look up that man's name, Craig Venter or something?
Yes.
You said?
Yes.
Do you have a website for him?
It's C-R-A-I-G. His last name is V-E-N-T-E-R. And if you look right now, they haven't taken it down yet on Wikipedia. I'm putting in right now. Look on Wikipedia, and you look under, his career. And under his career, you're going to see the Human Genome Project that he did, and then Synthetic Genomics. And under Synthetic Genomics, there are four different things that they're able to put, they call it a watermark, inside of the DNA or the genome. It's still, I'm surprised that they have this on Wikipedia, but this is 100% accurate because this is exactly what he told us when I was there personally to see him in this conference. He said the same thing, and that they could do it to humans as well.
Interesting. Well, we might not have to worry about any of this. Do you know that the Ukraine and Russia are going to war, and we are going to, of course, be leading it?
Well,
no,
we're definitely part of it. Yes, I know that. Yes, they're already exchanging gunfire on the border. I know that also.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So we'll probably get nuked by Russia, so it won't matter anyway.
Okay. Anything else,
Thanks,
Carolyn?
Thanks, you guys. Keep it up.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in.
This reminds me of a previous call with Glenn. I mentioned that we're talking about technology. I maintain, once again, this technology really isn't, quote, new or modern. I think it's actually ancient, the pre-flood world.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. Of course, that's why God destroyed the earth the first time, because the people's DNA had been polluted with fallen angels, and Noah was the last pure human left, so to speak. So, yeah. Yes.
So, do you know something interesting on that line? Do you know the day we went to war with Iraq, 2003, March, do you know the real reason we went to war?
What is that?
It's for, it was for the artifacts there. And in the most important artifact was actually Nimrod or Gilgamesh's tomb. They wanted his body. You know, he's supposed to be what, you know, Nephilim or fallen angel.
Right, right, right.
And the, built the Tower of Babel to kill God. And they wanted to get that body because supposedly his body was preserved incorruptible. And for what reason, right? But that wasn't that long ago. And they even had our Delta Force fighting over it. It was supposedly the bloodiest battle ever, just over that. Now, they all say they found everything but the body, but I don't believe that. So, I mean, and there's a resurrection chamber there, too. I've never heard of that before. But, you know, going back, I believe that. I believe we had this technology many, you know, many eons ago, many ages ago, and it was, you know, forgotten for a while. And I think that they find this technology again. I think they rediscover things, right? So that's interesting that that happened at that time.
And you,
the Clinton
you have to
emails
wonder,
actually brought that up.
You have to wonder with this type of information being given, is it also not being led by demonic entities? I have no doubt they're here working with people also. Anything else, David?
I believe that.
Anything else, David?
Well, I lost my train of thought, but I was going to say that, boy, I remember what I was going to say. What we really need to do is we... The whole problem, I think, with most modern Christians is they basically jettisoned the 6-day account of creation. You have to uphold that because if you think, well, that's not really you don't have to take that where God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Well, then maybe you'll think, well, that's not really literally that Jesus died on the cross and then on the third day he rose from the dead, body and soul reunited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you deny that, you've lost everything.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, David?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I'm basically an Eastern Christian. You know, the Orthodox Church is, we basically uphold the 6-day account of creation, and I know it's a lot of resistance amongst, they can recognize what they call Mark of the Beast technology.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Good call, David. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Dr. Carey, I don't mean get off too far from what you were talking about. If we're getting too far off base, you lead us back on the right way when you want to go. But
no,
what else
I
do you want to tell the folks tonight? Okay.
So what do you do about all this information? Well, the main thing is don't trust anybody in the major media or the politicians, okay, because they're all running an agenda, and it's not in your best interest. So you owe it to yourself to start learning about things on alternative news sites or these radios, shows, et cetera. And once you have that knowledge, then it's your duty, just like it's my duty, to warn your brothers and sisters about this. And they may not understand it or hear it, maybe, but you're planting a seed, and that's what you're supposed to do. And then start doing the things that they tell you not to do. You gather in each other's homes without the mask. You hug, you kiss, you pray, you worship, you sing, you dance, you cook together, you talk together. You do those things to make you human and have bonding and connections again. You get to know your neighbors. I think we're going to go through some more rough times because people are not waking up fast enough.
Amen.
To what's going
Amen.
On. So be prepared. Have 2 weeks of, 2 months of some food supplies. Get to know your neighbors so that you can depend on each other. Know how to clean your water. Just do that because you don't want to be in a bad situation where you do something that you don't want to do. So,
all right.
And pray. Praying is so powerful.
Absolutely.
So, really.
Absolutely.
Is.
Well, folks, by the way, while she mentioned water, I almost got to announce this. We do have available at this time some Berkey stainless steel Berkey water filters. We were out of everything but the Berkey Light. Now we have back in stock a limited supply of the big Berkeys, the stainless steel 3 3¼ gallon water filters that will clean your water out of a creek, off the top of the, off your roof, whatever. You can trust the Berkey water filter. I've used one for years. So, yes, she's right. Make sure you have access to water. It doesn't be necessarily clean. If you have a Berkey, it will clean it for you. We have some available if you'll call And best time to call probably be Thursday, because we haven't got all the details in yet. We'll be in office Thursday, as always, myself and Crystal and Judy also. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. All right, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Hey, Mick.
Here's some of y'all, I take it y'all never read the book of Jasher. Am I right?
Oh, yes. I'm reading it right now.
Okay. Now, who killed Nimrod?
I just read that a while back.
He
don't remember.
Edom. The year was 1880 BC.
Okay.
He saw Edom.
Okay, I did read it, but I forgot who killed him.
Esau came from Nimrod's body, the ephod that belonged to Adam and Eve.
Yes, that's true, that's what it says. Yes.
Nimrod's father stole it from Noah off the boat. Also, the staff that would be passed on to Joseph and then to Moses. That's what.
Yeah. And
okay. I came
from that. That's right.
And Nimrod, he did not have no such power. He was just a human.
That's right, but it said they transformed. He did some sort of occultic magic to transform his body. That's what I was understanding.
But he's wearing a suit of ephod that belonged to Adam and Eve. That's why.
That's what it said. But you have to understand this too, and folks, that we, by the grace of Christ, greater is he that is in us than he's in the world. But the one that rules the world now, the principality power of the air, one that has the people blinded, Satan has power. And if you don't keep your eyes on Christ and study his word, and I mean his word, not some new international version of the Bible, but the King James Version Bible, study it. And understand it. You can be deceived. And this vaccine, they call it, is part of the deception. How much clearer can it be when they change your genome, take out the name of the Creator, and put in their name? Nehemiah chapter 9 said they had dominion over their bodies. This is amazing. Yes, Mick, go ahead. Yes.
Explain Psalms 82, where God said, I will make these gods mortal, and I'll put the sword to them. Does that explain?
Yeah, yes, it does, and it's certainly fallen in place. Certainly fallen in place.
Uh-huh.
Mick, good call again. I got to jump, but good call. Thank you for the call. Good information, good points. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Carrie, you got about 5 minutes left. You get right ahead.
I was recommending people be prepared for, for some reason I just think 2 months keeps standing out to me. And, start also look into constitutional law. Do you know that, I don't know if people realize this, in the United States, the bar, it's a bar association, the lawyers belong to, do you know that's under the British Crown?
Absolutely, that's true.
And actually, it is not about, you are already almost at fault, and you almost always lose under that sort of British Crown. However, if you know what to say when you go into the courtroom, you know certain words to use, you can flip the court into something called a constitutional court or a common law court, which is in the favor of us, the common people. And actually, there are some wonderful lawyers giving tutorials. There's great state groups now all over the place. I encourage people to look into that because it's a lot of these cases are being won. It's amazing, and people are taking their rights back.
Well, Dr. Carey, I want you to please remember this. I know you're not busy. I know you're not busy. So you probably, but anyway, try to remember, get me in touch with one of those lawyers. I want to talk to him and have him on the program.
Yes, there's some really wonderful ones. I will do that.
Well, if you know one I can get a hold of, please email me the information or text me information, please.
I will. I'll do that. Absolutely.
All right.
But that's important for people to do. Yeah.
Well, you go right ahead now.
So know your rights, know your human rights, and start
start getting together with each other. I mean, it's powerful. Or if you see somebody, you know, stand up for the, just the masks are a very powerful thing. I mean, we need to start taking them off and using our rights. Just tell them you don't want to wear the mask. You start telling them that you have a right not to wear the mask. This alone is powerful. You know, start gathering together. I mean, just standing up for one another. If you see someone else being picked on, not having their human rights, you stand up for them. It's unbelievable that we're not standing up for one another. I just don't understand that. Or in the schools, your children shouldn't be wearing masks in the schools. It's, the mask is very symbolic. I can't push that across to people enough to understand it.
It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of slavery from ancient times. Yes, it is. It's a mark, folks. It's a mark. It's a mark. Go ahead.
It's powerful, and they don't understand how it's really hurting you by wearing that in so many ways, and on a spiritual level, it's hurting you. It is not helping you. So we have to stop that. That's actually key. I really think that's key.
I did a teaching a couple months ago entitled From the Mask to the Mark. And by the way, you were part of that teaching, one of your presentations you did for us was on there. From the Mask to the Mark. And that's exactly what it is. It's conditioning to take the mark. For a while there, and it's still some in a way in some places, you can't buy or sell without it. You can't go in the store, you can't buy anything, and they can't work without a mask. And they're starting to make it so you can't travel without a mask. In Hawaii, you have to have a passport, a vaccination passport, to travel from island to island. Now, this is going on as we speak. This is going on as we speak, folks. This is definitely the mark of the beast and the beast and the beast
and
technology
people
at work.
Aren't saying a word. People aren't even saying a word about it.
The pastors aren't saying anything. Very few of them I know of them are saying anything at all. I don't know if they don't know or don't care.
Well, I think, they're not just not saying anything. They're actually, I've heard them encouraging their congregations to get it, telling them they know for a fact it's not a mark of the beast, telling them they know for a fact it won't hurt their DNA. I mean, just outright lying to them. And it's just, you know, even in the synagogues, they're telling them if they don't get the vaccine, then they're kicked out of their synagogues now. I mean, this is going across.
Oh, yeah, that's literally happened. A Catholic church, a pregnant lady went in the church. This just happened recently. She's pregnant and had a one-year-old baby with her. She didn't wear a mask, and they called the cops on her, took her out, and she was barred from the church for many future attendance.
Oh, my gosh.
This is America today. This is the state of the so-called church in America today. I'm talking, of course, the Catholic Church. I don't consider them to be Christian, quite honest with you, but that's just the way it is, at least not all of them. But, folks, we're running out of time. And again, Dr. Carrie, very quickly, how can folks look you up online?
I'm on at Dr. Mate, the Twitter account, Facebook itself, Carrie Mate, and a backup website, serendipitygroup.org.
God bless you, sis. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Ashley.
Love you very much. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Greg Ford, XCI Spy. See you there. Seeking souls of
fallen men. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.